Marine veteran donates uniform to hit-and-run victim for burial. By Catherine Rodriguez on November 14, 2019. Marine Corps veterans Samuel Jackson, of Norristown, Pennsylvania, and Richard Dunn of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, will forever be connected thanks to one Marine Corps uniform. Dunn donated his Marine Corps uniform on Tuesday after he learned that Jackson lost his life to a hit-and-run driver on Sunday, making the donation so he could be buried in honor. He said, "The uniform just hangs there. I'll go buy another one for when my time comes." Conshohocken VFW Post 1074 Commander Walt Hartnett said of Dunn's donation, "He was honored to be able to give it to a Marine." Jackson, 67, was struck by a vehicle while getting out of his car around 6:25 p.m. on Sunday on the 600 block of Astor Street in Norristown. He was transported to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported. Authorities said the driver of the vehicle did not stop and was traveling at a high rate of speed. Norristown police announced Wednesday that Nemias Perez Severiano, 31, was arrested in connection with the incident and charged with accidents involving death and other offenses. He was also booked into the Montgomery County Prison on $200,000 bond. Jackson served in Vietnam between 1970 and 1971, according to the Montgomery County Veterans Affairs Office. He was also honorably discharged from the military as a corporal. After his death, Jackson's family spoke with Dennis Miller, director of the Veterans Affairs Office, about getting military honors for his funeral, but could not find out what happened to his military uniform. Miller spoke with Hartnett at the Conshohocken Post, who then wrote on Facebook asking the community for uniform donations. Hartnett was amazed by the offers that were pouring in after his Facebook post went viral. He received offers from as far off as Mississippi, but chose Dunn's because he was one of the first, and he was closest to the Conshohocken VFW. "The response was amazing," Hartnett said. "I was getting calls from all over." Jackson's viewing will be at Paoli United Methodist Church from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday, with funeral services starting at 11 a.m. His burial will be at Washington Crossing National Cemetery next week.